Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you're listening from. I hope you're having a good day, because hopefully we can make it a little bit better. We're back. We're finally back. Barnaby Thoughts, season two. Season two, baby.
Oh, yeah.
WDOT, Port Washington. It is good to be back, and I am happy to say that. As per usual, we have a few things to do before we start. This is once again WDOT, Port Washington, Barnaby Thoughts. And we got a little PSA to read for y'all. Hate crimes are on the rise, and yet 85% of Americans consider themselves unprejudiced. Bias and discrimination are among the most pressing issues facing our nation today. Love Has No Labels is a movement to promote acceptance and inclusion of all people across race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, age, and ability. Throughout its duration, Love Has No Labels has opened a dialogue about our implicit biases, our assumptions, stereotypes, unintentional actions towards others based on their perceived differences or labels, and erodes those biases by flooding the market with diverse images of love. We believe love is the most powerful force to overcome bias. Together, we can create a more inclusive world. And Barnaby, do you have anything you want to promote in our school at the moment?
Yes, this evening, and as well as on the 18th and the 19th, we have the school play, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, based on the C.S. Lewis novel. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, go check it out. Go check it out, yeah.
And without further ado, we're going to get straight into the Barnaby Thoughts, meat and potatoes of this podcast. Barnaby, what are you thinking about?
I was just thinking about like extreme activities and like why people do it. Like, why are there like people who go out and do like bungee jumping or like skydiving?
Well, they're like the adrenaline junkies, right?
Yeah.
Like they crave the feeling of being near death, right?
Yeah, I've never felt that, but it just sort of seems not logical, but I don't know.
Well, have you ever tried like skydiving or bungee jumping?
Yeah, I guess it's sort of one of those things like before you do it, you don't really know how it feels.
Yeah, maybe you gotta find out what's right for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, have you been skiing before?
I have gone skiing, yeah. Not a long time, actually, though. Last time I was skiing, I was like 9 or so, I think.
Well, you're doing Outdoor Ed, right?
Yeah.
So we got the Outdoor Ed ski trip, which will be hopefully very soon. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun on that trip. But it's not entirely the same thing. But there was this... I went on a jump on the trip. And granted, I totally like wiped out. But when I was in the air, it was like... It made my heart skip a few beats. And it's probably not like the same thing. Because it's not like at all to the same extent.
But it's like the whole idea of experience something that you wouldn't have in your day-to-day life. You're not gonna have that feeling like going to a supermarket or even on a test. Like,
you know, maybe all the people who enjoy skydiving are they all have a 9-to-5 and a desk job, and they just want to, they're tired and bored of life and they want to
I get that. At least for me though, it would be just, I would just be terrified.
Yeah, I feel like,
oh my god, I'm gonna die.
I feel like at the moment my life is, I have too much stress. I have too much going on at the moment to really, I don't feel, I don't feel like I have a craving necessarily to jump off a building or jump off a cliff.
No, something I would try though, especially if my sister is like really into like climbing and like wants to go skydiving. So I would go like her or something like that. But not.
I don't know if you've seen it, but there's these videos on TikTok or Instagram Reels or whatever short form content site you use, where this guy goes up to random strangers and he says something along the lines of, "Hey, I was wondering, do you want to go skydiving with me?" And he just goes like these random people on the streets and then like takes them skydiving, and it just seems so cool. Or go like windsurfing or paragliding or something along the lines of that.
That's cool.
And it seems, if someone came up to me and was like, "Hey, do you want to go skydiving?" I'd be like, yeah, sure, totally.
Yeah, I'd be good for it. Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I would seek that out on my own right now.
No, I feel like there's a lot of stuff like that where I would, like, do it if, like, somebody I knew, like, a friend or family was with me, but I wouldn't, like, normally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because I feel like it's one of those things, I don't know, this might just be me personally, but I feel as though I'm more open to people that I've just met rather than people I've known for, like, say like a year or less. Like if someone came up to me and said, what was your most like traumatizing moment? I would tell them because I would feel like
obliged to say something.
Not necessarily, but the fact that I might not see this person ever again would kind of give me the motivation that, oh, me saying something doesn't mean anything.
It's like the Groundhog Day effect. Like, it's just going to be erased, basically. Yeah. You're not going to see this person again in your life, but somebody you kind of know, acquaintance, you're going to probably see again.
Like I'll pass them in the hallways at school or run into them in whatever scenario, and then they'll know that I peed my pants that one time in third grade or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a spectrum. Like, once you just meet somebody, you're really comfortable and you're allowed to say like anything because you don't see them again. But like once you kind of know somebody, you're more wary. But once you really know somebody, you're kind of more even when you just know somebody.
It's a bell curve. It's like at the bottom you go, you're not holding anything back, and like you go up and you're at this like a certain point in time where you think that you've known this person long enough that you're trying to get them to like you more and you don't want to tell them weird stuff about you.
Yeah, and like you're like starting to say some stuff.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna be like super open completely.
And then when you're best friends or something, then you all cards are on the table.
Yeah, like basically. Yeah, that's good.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of how we form friendships with people, like really close friendships.
Yeah. It's very human to do that, but also it's so interesting. Like, would you have formed these relationships if you hadn't been in the same experience as someone else?
Right.
Like, how much of it is based on like being in the same high school and like being on the same talker team? Like, without those experiences, would you still be as close friends as you were before?
Right. And in my mind, I was kind of thinking about how like one single experience could change or shape a friendship.
Yeah.
I have a friend, we'll keep her unnamed for now, but because I went to this little function at a friend's house after a Model UN conference with some other people there, gave me drama and dirt on someone else. And then I told an entirely different person, but she happened to be there. And then we like became friends all because I went to that one single little party thing. I wouldn't even call it a party. It was like 8 people.
No. Yeah, that's true. How like a relationship can be built off of so many like small things, but like one thing can change your entire like life basically.
Or shape an entire like relationship with somebody. Like if I didn't go to that party, I don't know. For lack of a better word, I'm calling it a party.
Yeah. If you hadn't been to that party, you never would have had that relationship, and then you never would have had the friendship that you have.
Right. Now. Exactly. It's kind of weird to think about. You know, maybe if I never signed up for Model UN, I would be a lot less close with different people. But I'm assuming that I would make new friends.
Yeah. Even like bigger picture stuff, like your family decided to not move to the town that you moved to. Like,
right.
It's completely different. All of your experiences and friendships and relationship with like teachers and your whole life would be different.
Isn't that the same thing with multiverse?
Yeah.
Where every single decision any one person makes splits off into an entirely different multiverse.
Yeah, exactly. Like a new timeline's created who didn't make that decision. And then like the original timeline continues as if you hadn't made that decision.
Right.
And then I guess the idea is that there's infinite choices that somebody can make in their life. So there's infinite
amount of multiverses.
Yeah. And right. Some universes may be very similar. Like I decided to wear a green shirt instead of wearing like a red shirt.
Right.
Or like I just like something even like more. Like I decided to not go to a certain college. Like that's a lot bigger decision.
Right. Or maybe the wearing a green shirt or red shirt will change some like a lot, maybe, right?
Yeah, there's
even the possibility that you wearing the green shirt made you look more friendly than if you wore the red shirt, and you're more likely to make a new friend that day, which ultimately became the president, and then you became the vice president or something, right? That's something like crazy like that.
That's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Like you travel back in time, you change.
You one kick a small rock. Thing, you kick a rock, and then a dinosaur didn't trip, and then, right? Something
and
like
then,
that.
Like the humans didn't evolve the way they did, and then like that causes. Yeah. Like a world war in the future or something like
There's a whole Simpsons episode about that. It was really funny.
Those are my favorite, at least, like, personally, for time travel stories, where they aren't like super serious, where there is like obviously without continuity it's kind of like, come on, that's not true, but where they're like, this may not exactly make sense, but you can suspend your disbelief a bit and then it does.
Right. I will say, for the longest time, I couldn't wrap my head around the idea of the grandfather paradox. Mm. But I think now I've become more able to.
I guess sort of the idea of paradoxes is you can't really...
Because, no, the idea of the essence of the butterfly effect being that this one decision you make, like, changes the course of time. Because if you, like, stepped on that butterfly, then that, like, changed humans. That means that you wouldn't exist. I think the idea is that when you step on that butterfly, it creates another timeline wherein that butterfly was stepped on, but you are still technically isolated in that.
Yeah, like, the timeline where you went back is separate, so...
Yeah.
You would still have been born in the original timeline.
It just creates, like, a branch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is why, I don't know, I guess that was hard for me to wrap my head around.
No, time travel in general, like, all the multi-universe stuff is kind of crazy when you think about it.
Yeah. Glad that's science fiction. At least for now.
At least, yeah. Eventually, we'll probably have some way of traveling between dimensions. Like, it's just a matter of time.
I mean, technically, isn't that what the idea of... Sorry, what am I saying? Isn't it, technically, you're always time traveling, where, like, if you walk against the way that the Earth's rotating, or, you fly against it, you time travel just, like, a little bit?
Yeah. Like, the idea, if you go really far, that's, like, Interstellar. It's, like, you go really far away from space, people on, like, Earth would have, like, progressed a lot faster than you, and when you come back, you'd be, like, still, like, maybe 40, and then your daughter would be in there, like, 80s or something.
Right. Oh. Anything else?
I don't know. I guess it's sort of the idea why travel and all that stuff is so difficult to understand, because humans, we very much view time as linear and moving at the same speed. Like, time's not going to be quicker or slower, but things that we can do can actually change that.
And like, It's hard for us to wrap our head around that there's another means by which... Hey, look who's joining us. We got... Oh, never mind. He's not joining us. Oh. I lied. He's just putting his stuff there. Where were we? Shoot.
Is there something about, like, time dilation or something? I don't know.
But... I entirely forgot. Any other topics?
I don't know, I guess sort of building off of that is the whole idea of things that used to be science fiction are now, like, reality.
How so?
Like, stuff like back when, like, in 1920s, people were like, oh, someday we'll be able to, like, visit the moon or something like that. Now we have to go do that.
Well, we can't really visit the moon yet.
No, that's true.
But we have gone to the moon.
Just, like, go on vacation and be like, oh, we're going to the moon, and then
take... Well, maybe if you're, like, super rich.
I guess that's true, yeah. Like, I guess that's true, the new thing, yeah. Idea of having space travel as, like, vacation option for super wealthy people.
Yeah.
I don't know how, like, plausible that actually is, though. But
probably not terribly.
I've done a lot of research on that, but... There's also stuff in science that we thought was true, but now is, like, obviously it's not.
Like what?
Like the idea that, I don't know, it's not super popular, but like the Earth was flat idea. Like, now obviously everybody knows it's round.
Well, not everybody.
Yeah, most. We would like to think most reasonable people believe that the Earth is round. But
disclaimer.
We're not discriminating against flat earthers.
Ryan, you got to read the disclaimer behind you.
The almighty disclaimer. The program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ, and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether your or your children should listen.
Thank you.
So back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess it's the idea that maybe far in the future, things that we thought were scientific theories or facts could be completely, like,
proven and true. Like, maybe evolution, maybe there is actually a god.
Yeah, stuff like that. Or, like, maybe we thought how people got infectious diseases was this way, but actually it's completely different.
Right. Which would be cool. We can theorize about that all we want. Yeah. But, frankly, I think we kind of know how diseases are spread.
Yeah, at this point, pretty much science is...
I think we're pretty sure how diseases are spread.
Yeah, we are. I don't want to become super...
super conspiracy theorist-y. I mean, your dad's a what?
Infectious disease doctor.
Yeah, so I think... I think you of all people should know how diseases are spread, Barnaby.
I'm just saying, but maybe.
Maybe?
Like, way back in the day, people thought, like...
Spirits or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, disease was spread by having bad smells or something like that. Or
That's what the bad blood, so they'd give you, like, leeches.
Yeah. Or, like, religions people thought were true, like, Greek mythology is now basically no one believes.
Right.
Be interesting, yeah. Like, maybe someday people will think, like, how could people have believed in... like Christianity or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, frankly, I think at this point, if there was a God, I don't even know what I'm saying at this point.
If there was a God, I don't know.
I think that there's plenty of things that have disproven the existence of a God.
Yeah, but also we still don't know. There's still so much stuff that we don't know.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a god that caused those things, but I don't know. What's his name? Famous scientist guy.
I have no idea.
He was in a wheelchair.
Albert Einstein.
No, that's not Albert Einstein.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, that was his whole thing, was that he obviously, like, theory of relativity expanded on Einstein, Big Bang and stuff, but his whole thing was before the Big Bang, it was God. Like, God caused the Big Bang.
Which would make sense. But at the same time, like...
just because we don't know what caused the Big Bang doesn't mean that it has to be some sort of religious figure.
Yes.
But that is very human to fear the unknown and be like, we don't know, but there has to be some sort of explanation.
But I feel like we can't exactly say if there is a God... because at the same time, like, the Big Bang did happen and it caused the expansion of the universe that we know today. But at the same time, what was the, like, where was the Big Bang happening?
Yeah.
Right? Like, where could that have happened? Where could God have come from?
Yeah, and how...
and even still, like, where would God have been if he or they caused the Big Bang? Right?
Yeah, that's true. Like, without anything, how can something exist?
Right. If there's nothing there.
But it is really hard to grasp the whole idea that something coming from nothing, because that's totally against all the things we think. Like, all in physics is the idea that energy can't be created or destroyed, but with the Big Bang, it was. It's just...
no, I think the idea was that it was all super compressed.
Yeah.
And then it condensed and exploded.
That's true, but what came before it being compressed is the idea.
You want to watch a video on that? Because I know all the information's out there.
Just... yeah.
I mean, I guess the idea is that it was all happening in void.
Mm.
Like, it was all... but where was the void? Yeah. Are we in a simulation? Probably.
I think they did, like, a poll, and the majority of people think that we're in a simulation.
It would make a lot of sense, quite frankly.
It'd be interesting to see, like, the data pre and then after something like video games. See, like, how many people believed that it was actually true, and then how many people believed that it wasn't.
What were we saying?
No, I think Joe may be joining us.
Oh, Joseph Aputz, notorious Barnaby Thoughts member.
Oh, yeah.
You better get in here quick. We're running out of time.
It's true. period's about to end, I think.
No, it's already over.
It's already over. It's fine. I don't
have But we have period. Another 10 minutes left in, possible 10 minutes left in the recording.
True.
To end off Barnaby Thoughts 2. The premiere. Season 2. Premiere, yeah. Season 2 premiere.
Yeah, thankfully we did get greenlit for season 2.
Yeah, we are greenlit. It took a little bit of clearing. We had some script writing. This is all off the dome, people.
Some insider information
here. Insider information. No, we had a... I guess unironically, we did have scheduling conflicts. I didn't have any time off to record episodes. Yeah. But here we are. Yeah. I dropped a AP calculus, and now I'm off to be able to record these.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I definitely like, I have way more off periods this year than I did last year.
That's awesome.
I guess it's kind of hard, though. When you have a lot of off periods, you're like, oh, I don't want to work now. I have no off periods. Let's work then. Then you don't have actually doing work at all.
So what?
I don't know. Yeah, that's true.
I think that it's senior year and we should chill out. Quite frankly, that's why I dropped AP Calc.
Yeah, I think that'd be smart.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm a senior in high school. I got my college applications in.
That's true. You can only really ever be a senior once.
Yep, and I'm gonna enjoy it, and we're gonna have fun. I'm going to have a good second semester, very little classes.
It's nice. Yeah, me too. I have like nothing now because I'm not taking econ anymore after this.
Right.
And also something else.
Especially in May after the APs, we will be good.
Yeah.
I don't know if Joe's coming. So I think we've talked about plenty. We have a good 20-minute episode here.
Yeah.
So with that being said, people, thank you so much for joining us. If you are listening... Visual listeners, love you to death. Audio listeners, love you to death. We'll see ya.
See you guys next time.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Barnaby Thoughts season 2, 100 years, 100 episodes, baby.
Oh, yeah.